All right, back again with here are some problems I've been facing as a 28-year-old business owner in the pool industry. If you've been following my story, you know that I own a pool construction business. I'm a swimming pool contractor, but I also own the same service and repair business I started when I was just a boy at about 17, 18 years old. I try to keep the two businesses pretty separate, especially their problems, unless the problems collide. And here's a great example of that. This is the story about how I pretty much was forced to buy myself a new truck despite not really being in the best financial position to get one. So as it would turn out, one of my pool service trucks needed a new engine, and the cost of that engine was almost 3 times the Kelley Blue Book value of the truck. So being a good businessman, it was not a good investment to invest even another dollar into that beater truck. So after a week of using U-Hauls, I said, shit, I better come up with a solution and fast. And then after that, it took another 2 weeks to find the best possible deal on the kind of truck that I actually want. So 1 week I was burning through a ton of money on a U-Haul truck till I was ready to give up the Tacoma. And then for 2 weeks I used my Porsche as a work car, just stuffing the front trunk with tools and putting pumps in the front seat. So why was I not in the best position to get a new truck? Well, earlier in January I just bought my first home in beautiful Los Angeles, California. And then I went to Europe for 10 days. And then as soon as I got back, about a month later, we're dealing with this problem. So just a lot of expenses really close together. But the moral of this story, everybody, is perspective. Perspective on your problems. This reminded me a lot of when I first decided I was going to expand and grow my business. The year was 2018. I hired my first employee. I gave him my beater work truck that I was using, bought myself a new work truck, and my Porsche only 1 week apart. Fast forward to 2025, I buy my house, I go to Europe, and now I get a new work truck. But what I did then and what I did now is all because of where I'm going, all because of the big master plan. I look at the situation then and now as growing pains. I know that I'm expanding and growing, not just as a business, but as a businessman and a man. Besides properties, the best investment that you can make is in your business and in yourself. Was I sweating about all of these expenses really close together? Yeah, but I also did in 2018, and everything worked out better than I could imagine. And I know that will be the same case today. It's like with the Europe trip. The money will return to me, but my youth will not. In business, you need to spend money to make money. To me, the best traits you can have in business is fearlessness and resilience. And because of those traits, I'll always find a way. And I hope you guys do too. Thanks for watching, but enough talking. I really need to get back to work.